I am Elia Grand, and I will be reading Carol Lipton's article, How I Fought My Rapist and Won, as published in the October issue of The Independent. The best way to stop rape in our culture would be for men and boys to stop raping. In the meantime, we women have to be ready to defend ourselves, though depending on circumstances, it's not always possible. In my lifetime, I have successfully fought back against two armed rapists, one when I was 25 and another one when I was 48. I don't ever want to have to do that again. The first was in Washington, D.C., my last year in law school. I didn't know him, and he came up upon me in the street brandishing what appeared to be a 6-inch hunting knife. He grabbed me by the right arm, which was his mistake because I'm left-handed. When he told me to shut the fuck up, bitch, after I offered him money, I realized his goal was to rape me and maybe kill me. I was 5'4" and weighed about 120 pounds. In that moment, I remember what I read about martial arts, that you attack your opponent when he is off center. As we turned to go into the alley, I swung around my left hand and in midair grabbed the blade of his knife. I was not cut. I quickly managed to get it pointed right at his heart, about 1 inch away. Then I had a split second to make a decision. Do I toss the knife or do I stab him in the heart and then have his blood gush all over me? I decided that I would disarm him. I threw the knife away and started screaming at the top of my lungs. Not a single person on Swan Street Northwest came out of their house to help me. He landed a very powerful punch right between the eyes and sent me flying in the air, landing me on the street, badly hurting my back. Since I thought he might have a gun, I immediately began rolling over, as in basic training, until I saw him run away. At the police lineup 2 weeks later, I met a pair of women from Antioch Law School who he raped. They were very angry that I didn't kill him. The second time was a push-in intruder to my Brooklyn apartment. He held a gun to my right temple for about 13 minutes, during which time he asked for my PIN number, pistol whipped at me when I initially made a beeline for the front door, took my wallet and wedding ring. He handcuffed me behind my back, which hurt like hell. I'm a pianist, and my hands are very important to me. I asked myself, what would Charlie's Angels do? And I wriggled out of the handcuffs with my right hand, pretending to still be cuffed behind my back. After he sat me down on the bed in my darkened apartment, I saw my opportunity as he was unwrapping a piece of duct tape to put over my mouth and was not looking at me. I kneed him in the groin with my left knee, then grabbed the barrel of his gun with my left hand till I had it pointed down at the floor, all the while screaming loudly enough to wake the dead. He kicked me with a shoe that had cleats on it, and I started to run out of my apartment. I chased him to the door and pushed him out, yelling, "Get the fuck out of my apartment, motherfucker," and slammed the door on him. This time, the entire building and several neighbors who heard me scream gave chase. But because he had a stocking over his face, I was unable to identify him. This time, my right ulnar nerve was permanently damaged, so I have tremendous weakness in my right hand and drop things all the time. I didn't realize until I was in the emergency room how badly he had beaten me. I had no insurance at the time. I waited 2 years for crime victims to give me approval for psychotherapy, but could not afford to lay out the money for therapy and wait months for reimbursement, so I've never had treatment. I've never had nightmares, but the way my PTSD manifests is I am extremely aware of anyone in my space, and I don't want anyone walking behind me. I jump anytime a car backfires, and I'm on edge and super alert every time I leave my apartment or go into an elevator. That was the Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grand.